the image in like 3D. So I saw one that was like a butterfly before, and that was badass. That was like super badass.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The future's wild, man.
What is the future going to be like?
I don't know. That metaverse shit is creeping me out.
Dude, I'm telling you, I bought some land in metaverse.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be out there.
Jesse, can
I'm gonna Jew it up on the next world.
Can I give you a proposition?
Sure.
We on the Panties and Mouth podcast, we're trying to, well, I had the idea that we need to get a place on the, we need to make our Panalina's Palace a real place in the metaverse.
Okay.
Right now, Panalina's Palace is a Discord channel and it's pretty fun. But we're trying to make it a place on the metaverse.
All right.
Would you allow a space in your land to build a beautiful castle, a beautiful bussy palace?
A bussy palace?
Yeah. Oh God, what is going on? Bussy palace. What's going to go on in that?
A bussy palace for the dudes.
It's just going to be
for
dudes
the fellas.
In there?
Yeah, for the boys. For the
what
fellas.
What are the fellas going to be doing, dude?
We're going to be hanging out, playing games, shooting guns.
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh hell yeah, dude!
Yeah, talking about boobs.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah, dude!
Oh, that was me. That was me earlier.
I got the wrong impression by bussy.
No,
like,
dude,
wait
it's
a minute.
It's a misnomer.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah,
cool,
it's
dude.
Like the Ku Klux Klan. You know, it started out very innocently.
But now it's
things spiraled out of control soon after.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds like fun. You
what
guys
did
gonna
you guys
watch?
Learn about bussy though?
When I started comedy.
Really?
Yeah. I was like people were talking about it.
I don't remember. I feel
bussy
like
just like got mad popular over the last 2 years. Like it just got crazy popular.
Yeah, because
I think some gay kid told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ever since like I don't know, COVID happened. Like dudes are getting like backs blown out.
Dude,
like,
me and like, my brother used to go to fighting game tournaments, and that's where like I first heard it was bussy. we're at a tournament. We're at a tournament, and then we're just walking around, and then we just heard some guy go, "Yo, take my bussy, dude."
And you were just like,
This is going to sweep the nation one day. Everybody's going to love bussy.
It's like Bitcoin.
It was like land in the metaverse.
Yeah. Invest in bussy.
Hell yeah.
You're like, I will collect this. Rent.
I will sell it on the market. It'll go for high profit.
Fair price.
Yes. Face value.
Yeah. Face value. Yeah. You're fucking Epstein. Dude, wait. Are you recording in individual channels?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, we do high level podcasts.
Dude, yeah,
here.
Yeah, dude. Same. We got
you
it.
You just helped me upgrade my podcast, dude. Thank you so much.
Oh,
dude.
What?
Oh, shit. Dude, thank you so much, dude. Cool, I didn't know you could use GarageBand to record like individual channels.
Well, it depends on the interface you use, bro.
Ooh, it's the interface.
Yeah, you got like if you have an interface that has like three plugs or four plugs, it'll show up like input one, input two, input three, and then that's how you do it.
Yeah. We still got like a kind of old interface.
Oh, word.
We got a. Do you guys have, is it a MIDI or is it a mixer?
It's, I have no idea.
Okay. I think it's a MIDI, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. Like a MIDI will do that, but a mixer just like, yeah.
Well, yeah, this is technically an interface.
Yeah.
Mixer is like complicated to use and shit.
Yeah. Why is everything in your apartment falling apart?
I don't know, dude.
I feel like the walls are just going to fall.
Yeah, next thing you know, I'm fucking, something gets on fire or some shit. Nah, it's been I don't know. Yeah, so that's tech talk.
That was Best Buy tech talk hour.
Buy bussy, sell Bitcoin.
And learn about interfaces, dude.
Yeah, I want to know what kind of money do they use on Meta? Do you know?
So it really depends.
I bet money is going to be cryptocurrency.
Well, that is for sure crypto. So basically, you have to get a crypto wallet. Yeah. Mostly what I've seen is Bitcoin or mostly Ethereum. Ethereum's like the new shit.
Okay.
Isn't that the same though? Isn't that all crypto?
Ethereum's it's Bitcoin with no limit though.
Yeah. The thing is with the Bitcoins is that, and all these Ethereum, like they do have a certain amount of coin.
Yeah.
So you can only get so much.
You can only mine so much.
Yeah. Mm. I don't fucking get it.
I don't know.
It's just a math problem that gets harder.
I'm just trying to catch up.
That's all it is. Like if you can figure out the math problem is like probably mad crazy right now, but if you could figure it out, you'll get a Bitcoin.
See, that's the problem. You fucking nerds are ruining this country, bro. What happened to fucking just normal, here's a dollar, give me a bag of chips. What the fuck?
Yeah. Computer and no pussy equals Bitcoin.
Yeah, man.
Dude, yeah, I'm going to make it harder for the jocks to live.
That's what happened. That's what happened. A nerd got mad and said, I'm going to make fucking semi-smart people fucking...
Well, you know what? Like, nah, that's your fault.
Hey,
you shouldn't hog the pussy.
Yeah, you should learn how to type, dude, and share the pussy.
Yeah, I knew how to type, dude. I was good on MySpace.
You should taught nerds how to get pussy, and maybe, you know, maybe we wouldn't be in such a debacle we're in right now.
Exactly.
I mean, I would be happy to have a man class.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Pedro's man class. Yeah, you got
to
do it.
What's rule one of learning to get pussy? Dude.
Leave her alone.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Hit her up once in a while and just leave her alone.
Hit her every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Yes. Rule two.
Yeah. When she acts up, hit her once in a while.
To the moon.
Not
bitch.
All the time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm liking these rules.
Yeah. What's the third one, dude? You got to have at least three.
Third. How many rules can there be? There's a lot of rules, man.
Women are complicated.
Women are complicated, dude. There's a lot of rules.
Yeah, women are complicated.
You just, I don't know, man. What I like to do, what I used to do, and it always works, is when I get sexually involved with a woman, mm-hmm. I stop liking her pics.
Mm.
I just leave her dry.
Yeah.
You but put I still hit her up, but I, like.
Yeah. But you put her on mute on Instagram.
Yeah. She's not. Yeah, she's,
no play.
She's not real life.
How much does it work?
A lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, but, you know, working out.
Oh, all right, dude. Fuck you then. I don't know. What do you mean? I'm working out, bro.
Nah, you look great, dude. Damn, dude, hell, you got some chest on you, bro.
Yeah, it's look all at titty.
That. Can I? Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
You got the biggie physique.
I've been eating too much McDonald's. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love titties. McDonald's, bro. Yeah.
There was that. I feel like I eat when I eat McDonald's. I get a double cheeseburger, but I only eat the double cheeseburger patty.
So you don't eat the bread or
no.
the.
No.
Why?
Yeah, you're hurting yourself.
I don't know.
It's so delicious. Why? Like
I feel like the patty is what I want.
You know what you could do? You know what you could do? Eat the fucking whole cheeseburger. Right?
Yeah.
Eat the whole fucking thing. Enjoy the fries. Have the soda.
I'm listening.
Enjoy yourself. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the gym after and burn it all off and use that as fuel.
But what if I only want the meat?
Then you're just going to eat the meat and just sit down.
Yeah, you're right. That's probably worse.
That's the only way to.
That's probably worse than not even like, than just like eating the whole thing. It's eating the meat and sitting down.
As an outside, I was never. I mean, I'm not. I guess I am a fat guy now, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a little chunkster.
I'm a little chubby.
You're a chunkster.
You got pudge, dude. You got a little pudge. Yeah. It's not nothing bad.
Yeah, but that's the folly of fat men.
What
is only wanting the meat?
Folly of fat men.
That's your guys' problem. Because you know what? You guys only want the meat, so you got it. And then, but the meat's not enough.
That is
true. So you got to get more meat.
This is fair.
And then you guys are housing meats.
Yeah.
Cause
housing
meats.
Fat
guys put down the meat.
You ever go to like a K-pot Korean barbecue?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue fucking yeah.
I'm sure you could put down some steak.
Yeah, dude. Get some, throw some fucking Wagyu in there. Just
I
can't do that shit for shit, bro. I suck at cooking.
It's Korean barbecue. They literally do everything for you.
No, bro, not even putting on the meat and shit like that. I don't even want to pay attention.
They're
to
like,
that.
Yo, 5 seconds. You're like, that's too long.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm just like, yo, fuck this shit.
Dude, you got to put the meat in the water. Just put it in the water, in the broth, and then just wait. And then while you're eating, put more in the broth. Then it will be overdone, but it will be good.
Yeah, this is good. I'm teach Pedro life skills. Pedro like, will no, teach you how to get pussy.
Like, okay.
Deal. Yes. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's just like, fuck, man. I'm paying to do the work. Like.
Yeah.
It is kind of like that.
It's like, oh, I got this fucking thing in my face, all the heat. I'm trying to fuck this girl. And I'm sweating balls.
And I'm slurping because of this spicy ass soup.
Yeah, I'm getting mad at her because she's burning everything.
Flinging juice in my face.
Dude, I fucking love hot pot.
Yeah.
It's yes, badass. Dude. It's just got your own soup. You're chilling with the boys.
Yep.
Chilling with the boys with some soup.
You got to chill with the boys with some soup, dude. You got to chill. You get some soup. You get like some veggies, dude.
Yeah, so around a fucking trash fire.
We're sharing some soup.
Soup with the boys. We're 45. Yeah.
Who's
outside.
Shoes in the soup?
Just make a strong chili for the boys.
Yeah.
Classic cold.
Strong chili.
It's made from pee.
It's sterile.
That's why it's strong.
Stop bitching. It's sterile.
Oh, man. It must be terrible in the future when you're going to be a homeless guy.
Yeah.
You're going to get some Beyond Meat chili. That's the future, is the Beyond Meat thing.
Dude, Beyond Meat is worse than like real meat, I hear.
Yo, that's why they're, and I feel like that's why they're doing it, all of this vegan shit. Posing it to be fucking healthy, but in reality, it's terrible for you.
It's just science. It's another way to manipulate our body.
I think it's not, I don't think it's like terrible for you. I think it's just as bad as normal meat is.
Mm-hmm.
But with the thing with meat is you get that fucking protein.
And it's delicious.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is delicious, dude.
And this is probably everything you need. Like, since it's like science, it's probably like nutrition, like the exact amount of nutrition. Like, you get one Impossible Whopper and you're like, wow, that's everything I needed for today. I don't need any more Impossible Whoppers.
Yeah, I think that's the future. Like, they're gonna be feeding us this perfect concoction of like meds and vegetables and just like in a yummy tasty burger. We eat it once a day.
Was the test, dude. It was a test. Don't get me out. Don't get me started, dude.
No, go off, bro.
Go off, King.
I don't think, I think we're all vaccinated here, but I don't think any of us actually believe in the vaccine.
I'm vaccinated with the Lord, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
God, dude. The vaccine's weird because, like, you can't, like, it doesn't work.
Ben Shapiro voice activated.
It doesn't work. I don't know.
My wife's pussy got so wet when she when she got the vaccine. And I hated it.
The vaccine didn't work for me. It might work for somebody else, but it didn't like work for me. It seems like herd immunity worked. Remember that first guess?
Yeah, that was right.
Remember that was fucking wild, dude.
I saw some comic on Instagram.
Yeah,
he was like posting like a pro, like all right, if you're pro vax, that's cool. But he was like super like. He was like, "Hi, guy." He's like older, so he's like you ever see those like an older dude look into a camera and he's like,
"Yeah."
Oh, he did.
Yeah, just wide-eyed.
Oh, he did like a video.
Yeah, he was like, "Hi." He goes, "Hi, guys. I'm gonna on my way to get my booster. You know why? Because I want to live, baby." I was like, "Oh, shut up."
Well, you know what? He should get it.
Yeah.
He needs it.
Yeah,
it's for
he
him.
Needs it.
I want to live.
If
I'm
he's
like,
old and weak like that, he needs that vaccine.
There's this whole weird, like, a part of the vaccine's marketing was, look at me. I'm outside. Like, a part of it was like, I'm doing a thing. Look at that, huh?
Yeah. I'm with my friends.
Yeah.
If you did it, you would be with yours, too. Yeah.
And we're heroes.
Yeah, we're heroes. We're saving the world.
We're saving the whole wide world.
Yeah, it's crazy. Forget about those paramedics.
Yeah. And 80,000 more people got infected.
Yeah. Fuck those
saving,
nurses.
Dude? Who are you saving?
Yeah.
We're doomed, dude.
Yeah, dude, you're just twerking in the hospitals.
Yeah, man, people are doing TikToks.
I never see the nurses work in the hospitals. They're just shaking that ass and chewing gum.
Yeah, fucking.
Nurses on TikTok, they're like always the baddest ones.
Yeah. Something about a fat ass and some scrubs.
And some, yeah. You ever see like the lady refs too? Something about lady refs.
Lady refs?
Like NBA lady refs.
Yeah. There's one, bro, that's bad.
Yeah.
I remember her. tall drink of water.
Yeah, I'm trying to give her the flagrant, too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
What's that?
This.
Dude, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why'd you put a Malibu's Most Wanted?
I don't know. I thought it would be the funniest one.
As a kid, this was great, but looking back on it, as an adult,
this is terrible.
This movie is filled with unfunny comedians.
Yes.
I remember.
Including Jamie Kennedy. Yeah, including Jamie Kennedy.
Dude, this was Jamie Kennedy's best thing.
This is what's his other thing? I think this is his only thing.
Kicking it old school.
Oh, you see, I don't know anything about
that.
What is that one? Never heard of that.
That's his other movie he made where he's doing this character, but like,
oh, he's just being now. Like a.
He's not young anymore. He's old.
See,
kicking old school. I feel like I've seen it.
Yeah, with Bobby Lee's in it.
Shit, no, I haven't.
Yeah, okay. He's a young wigger here, but in kicking it old school.
A young wigger.
He's an old wigger.
That's so crazy.
There's nothing sadder
than an old wise wigger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, man, I've been through everything. Listen, man, there's a reason why I got this cross on my neck.
Yeah, crack, heroin.
Crack, heroin, methamphetamine.
All old wiggers just become Republicans,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's like the eventual growth.
Yeah, it's like you see a man who used to dance, like, you know, spin on his head, and then he just slowly becomes
fucking crazy Republican.
You guys ever see Wayne Brothers?
Yeah.
They had the White Mike. Remember White Mike from the show? He was like he was their white guy. He was the white guy who was like, come on, man, what's up with y'all? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's who he was.
Oh, he had like shades on sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He died from diabetes, which is the only true wigger death.
Oh, that is
true. It's the only way to die.
He died a minority death.
Yeah. He died a minority death.
You got to get shot by cops or diabetes.
He's the only white man to die of what's it called? Hypertension.
Yeah. He died from having too much soul.
Soul as in salt.
Yeah.
People from Korea were entering his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, this white man's ass.
Why are they showing this? Damn, he's doing video cams in the past.
Yeah, dude. That's why he never connected to his parents, bro, because they were never around. So that's why he became a rapper.
Damn, dude. And what? So, but still, like, wouldn't, I don't know, he didn't have like a nurse or something?
Yeah, he had a Jamaican nanny, dude. Yeah, always. Dude.
This is really, if you really think about it, this is the story of Chet Hayes.
I don't know who that is.
That's Chet Hanks' son, the rapper?
Tom Hanks.
The guy with the Jamaican accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that. This is literally him. Wagwan.
Yeah. White boy summer.
This is a white boy summer. Guan ban.
I know we make fun of him, but I
put
am kind
of jealous.
Put your
pussy on the
pond. Put your pussy on the game for $1,000.
Put your pussy on live for $1,000. Put your pussy pon live. Put your pussy pon live for $1,000. Bomba clot. Look at those lips.
They remind me of a coconut.
It must be awesome to be Chet, though. Think about it. You're rich as fuck. You're Tom Hanks' son.
Yeah.
And you're just in Jamaica, balling out of control.
But nobody knows who you are.
Damn.
Unless he's like going out there like,
dude,
I'm Tom Hanks' son.
You're telling
son.
People you're Tom Hanks' son.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're telling
like,
people.
You know my pops?
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're getting
no,
drinks
I'm not doing
table.
That. Hold on. If I was ever a celebrity's like kid, I would never tell anybody.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd just be like, yo, I'm into stocks.
Yeah.
No. See,
just bag pussy that way, dude.
Yeah. I invested in Bitcoin early.
Yeah. That's
we
why
get
I
it, guys.
Fucking...
You're not retarded. But if you are retarded, that's the best way to live.
Yeah.
Imagine you got like $2 million in the bank, you're retarded.
Yeah.
And you go down to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Just to get some hot Jamaican women.
Yeah.
Just throw the money around. The drugs.
Sounds badass.
Yeah, dude, he's living the real life.
You can't wait. Aren't all drugs illegal in Jamaica?
Not if you're rich and white, dude.
That's true. He was probably on some resort.
You can only smoke weed if you're white.
Yeah. Yeah, the great Lord made the green for the whites.
Yeah. That's a real island boy right there.
Yeah.
Okay. He's an island boy. He can smoke what he wants. You can't. Gets back, Batty Boy.
Hell yeah.
Gets
back, Batty Boy.
Just being
this is a terrible Jamaican accent. I'm sorry.
No, get away. Gets back, boy.
Yo, if you put that behind a reggae beat, forget about it.
Gets back, boy. Get back, boy.
Get away.
What? Wait, where in Jamaica are you from?
Nigeria, Jamaica.
Deep Jamaica. I'm from the trees.
I live with this.
Hey, come on, come on. Man. Don't do those come yet. On, don't throw out the crazy stuff yet. Dude. Come on, man.
It wasn't that crazy, but if people were like took in the wrong context.
Yeah, crazy.
It's a wild world we have out there.
Dude. Yeah, man, it's crazy. Can't have fun anymore.
Wait, who's that? Anthony Anderson and Tay Diggs?
Yeah, this is the greatest. This is,
oh, yeah, because they're actors.
Yeah. Is that Adam Ray? Is that that fat guy?
No, oh, Anthony Anderson. That's Anthony Anderson, dude.
It's come me.
On. No, dude.
That's you?
Yeah, it's me, dude.
Damn, yo.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yo, son, if you were to shave your beard down, bro, and wear a do-rag.
You just don't.
Yeah, hell yeah.
This movie's ridiculous.
Whoa.
this is why these movies were great back in the day. They just didn't give a shit. They're like fuck quality.
Yeah, but they're making fun of it. Like
they're making fun of every single thing now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
everything about it is stupid.
They're like, we can't just make fun of the rich white people.
Yeah.
We got to make for these coonin' ass dudes, too.
Yeah, at least two of them. At least two.
That guy's going to turn around like, what y'all niggas doing? Y'all niggas need
some
bags.
Come on, man. Have some fucking dignity.
Yeah. Yeah. How you going to sell out like that?
Get a shape up, goddamn.
Yeah. Get yourself, some damn braids.
Yeah, make yourself presentable. For Christ's sake. Look at yourself.
You look like motherfucking Tay Diggs.
God damn, man. Won't you fucking untuck your shirt for
me? Yeah. Tay Diggs and Kangaroo Jack?
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, was he?
He was. He was in Kangaroo Jack. He wasn't Kangaroo Jack, but yeah.
Damn, I love that movie, yo.
It had a dancing, hopping, singing kangaroo.
Yeah, dude.
Remember that when he did the kangaroo rap? That was badass.
Dude, I wanted a hoodie, like a red hoodie because of that fucking movie. Yeah. I don't know why. I was like obsessed with kangaroos for like 2 months.
Pedro,
I remember
was
that.
Just hopping around in school.
I was a weird kid, yo. I used to walk around like a dinosaur sometimes.
Dude, I bet you were that kid. I bet you were a dinosaur kid, dude.
I was weird.
I was just about to say that. You never had those in your school, the dinosaur
kid? I was a dinosaur kid.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Are you serious?
I was a weird kid. I had a crazy imagination.
Should be the name of the podcast, Dinosaur Kid.
Oh, damn. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, too late now.
Yeah.
You got to run with this devil shit because it's in now.
You know
it's
what?
The end of the world.
I feel like dinosaur kids are better than the kids who really like landscapers.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
The kids are just watching dudes like mow lawns.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, hell yeah. This is my shit, dude.
This is badass. Look at that.
Yo, I remember watching Edward Scissorhands and be like, this is fucking dope. Yeah, I wish I could do that.
What, kill people with your hands?
Nah, just make like shrubs and get fucked by old ladies.
Damn, dude, imagine.
You have to have the most delicate touch to like fuck as Edward Scissorhands.
Yo, I got kind of hard to one of those scenes. Like he had like the knife to her throat and she had some big ass tits. Dude. And I was like,
oh, hell yeah. Dude, that's the move.
Yeah.
You know,
put a knife to her throat.
Sex at gunpoint. I've been talking about this since we started this podcast. Sex at gunpoint is the move.
Consensual gunpoint sex.
Yes.
Imagine you're fucking your girl. You got a gun to her head. She got a gun to your head. You're looking right at each other's
standoff,
eyes. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Damn, dude. I'm about to get two fake guns. One fake gun.
What are you, Mr. and Mrs. Smith? You fucking weirdos.
Dude, I got a cop hat in my house and a fake gun. I'm about to be fucking horny as hell.
Hell yeah. Dude, it's
put this hat on.
These are the horny months.
Yeah.
Put this hat Would on.
You, yo, I would love to
talk
yo,
to her like put it on.
Yeah, put that shit on. Dude,
you gotta have enough.
You ever watch the porn where it's the ladies in the cop outfits and they fuck the black guys?
Yeah.
Yo, there's something hot about those fucking old regular bitches.
Yeah, because they're kind of ugly, but they got big old fat dumpers.
Yeah, it's like, ugh.
It just makes me want to get pulled over by two white ladies.
Yeah.
Yes, the dream.
She comes to your window. You unbuckle your seat. Yes.
I'm like, I'm sorry, I already come.
I just jerked off. I can't get it off.
The anticipation got me.
And she gives you a ticket for it.
Limp dick.
$50 for pre-cum.
Yeah.
this is a bus too early charge. We're going to see you in court.
Yeah, you got to show up in court.
Your Honor, I did not bust early. A wizard comes exactly when he's needed.
Yeah. Your Honor, I jerked off before she got to the window.
Your Honor, to be honest, I was on Instagram, saw a fat butt, went right to Pornhub right before I left the house. That was the reason.
Your Honor, actually, I'm a hero. I did not fuck that cop.
Your Honor, I actually busted before the cop even came. Like a fucking loser.
Officer, I'm sorry, shit. Judge.
The officer's like, yeah.
Judge, honestly.
What you gotta say now?
I was being nice, dude. No.
I got a real hard three in my pants right now. If you're ready to go, miss. Yeah.
If you're ready to go, miss, we can go to the bathroom and bang this out.
We got
to. Yeah, that's how you pay it off.
Yeah, that one's great. And then another one that's really fantastic material is the ice van.
What's the ice van?
Like, literally, it's like it's like people you know, ice agents. Yeah. And then the girls
ICE.
Are like.
Oh,
yeah, no, yeah, I don't know. And that's then fucking crazy.
They just fuck them out in the desert. Dude. It's literally just a van and a guy fucks a girl and is like, this is an ICE agent and an immigrant.
You just gave me some research.
Wow, so girls is like, no, señor, no puedo. Yeah.
That one's great. And then,
hey, you want to see your family?
¿Quieres ver tu familia?
Sí, yo quiero ver tu familia. Bueno, get down here.
Suck on my
Yeah.
Suck on my penis. And we'll get you con tu familia.
Another one I'm really into, Tour of Booty.
Tour of Booty.
Yes.
What's that? They fuck around the world?
It's basically like a Middle East. It's like a fucking Muslim girl.
Oh, a tour of duty, but it's a tour of booty.
Yeah. And it's just Spanish girls in hijabs. Sucking dudes' dicks.
Is that a subreddit?
No, I know that one.
It's on Pornhub. It's quality stuff.
I've seen some hijab porn in my day, and it's not bad.
We were talking about Mini Stallion earlier, and I'm pretty stuck on her.
Ooh,
right now,
that's a touchy one.
She's a queen right now.
Yeah.
She's like your top.
Who's like touching her, dude? Like, who's touching Minnie Sally right now?
I got a few, dude.
Well, I got to do some research. Let me know.
All right. Well, have you ever heard of Michelle Anderson?
No.
Ooh,
who's Michelle Anderson?
Butterface.
Mm.
Crazy ass.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Crazy, but like, yo.
Real classic.
Yo, but like, there's something.
That's hot. The old 90s. That's a throwback.
Yeah, that's something hot about an ugly chick with a.
Yeah, like, there's the Sarah J.
Yeah.
There's something very sexy about her.
Don't talk wrong about Sarah J, dude.
Sarah
J is big, man.
I would 100% smash Sarah J, but I don't think she's attractive.
That is wrong, dude. How dare you even talk about her like that?
She has lunch lady face.
Dude, I stand Sarah J.
I stand
Sarah J no matter what, dude. And I don't even. That's wild.
You guys ever heard of Aubrey Valentine?
No.
Oof. Another one. Mm-hmm. Watch Aubrey Valentine versus Dredd.
versus,
dude. Yeah.
Why do I make it like a Street Fighter?
Yeah, dude, and everyone knows the pussy always wins. What the fuck?
Yeah,
the pussy always wins,
dude. In this movie, you see at that table is Jamie Kennedy, Nick Swartzen, and Cal Penn. How many are gay?
One.
And
it's not who you think.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Dude, Cal Penn might be the first gay Indian dude.
Ever? Of all time?
I don't know, dude. He's the first one that I know of. I mean, throughout like American history, for sure.
It is true that it seems like Indian and Asian men are viciously straight.
Mm. Dude, like, have you seen
they're the most straight.
There's a show on Netflix called.
Yeah.
It's like about rich Asian people. And they're just like
crazy rich Asians,
rich chickens.
No, not crazy rich Asians, but they're just like rich Asian people, like living a life, and they're all just like
normal
half
people.
Half of them are gay.
Hell yeah,
Gaysians exist. I've never seen a Gindian.
Gaysians, wow, that's awesome.
Gaysians exist. Never a Gindian.
Gindian.
Holy shit, dude! Indian people are very straight. Mm-hmm. They really are.
Yeah, dude. They're always like this.
Yeah. No, I am not gay. I am
mother. Yeah. Mother bitch.
Don't you dare call me gay. You're gay, mother bitch. Fuck you.
Dude, Indian people have the best.
Well, I'm
yeah, dude. I love getting into a yelling match with an Indian guy.
Yeah.
Go fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck
friend.
Your mother. Fuck you. This.
Fuck you. You. Fuck you.
Dude, Indian people are awesome.
I love the video of that guy getting slapped and then slapping the girl right back.
Oh, how could she slap?
How could you slap?
Yeah, dude, how could she slap is, that. Dude.
That's so good.
If for some reason, this bitch feels like she has the right to slap this dude on this Indian TV show.
Yeah.
And she, like, does a little, like, it's a slap, but it wasn't like a slap slap. Yeah. And my man goes full force, right hand. Slapped on the face.
Yo, hard as hell, man. Wow, yo, I could never hit
did
a woman
follow
like
through
that.
Or did he go?
It was full follow through.
No. If her face wasn't there, he would have fell to the floor.
Yeah.
Bro, he hit her so hard. He stopped right there, and she just went flying.
Dude,
she caught the rest of the momentum.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a slap pro.
Dude, she absorbed all his kinetic energy.
That slap saved the patriarchy. We were so holy close to shit, losing dude. It. Women this were about to be in control. That one.
This is for all the abuse I've received from women.
That one and you remember the subway slap?
Dude.
Oh,
with the man in the 8-ball jacket.
Yo, that guy was like 6'9".
That was the most insane slap.
Dude, he tried to give her. He was like, stop. He tried a bunch of times, dude. Bro, she wouldn't stop.
Your daddy, bitch. You can't be hitting me like that, okay?
You ever see the one where the bus driver uppercutted the girl?
Yes. That one's very special.
That was a classic, dude.
Oh, my God.
You're going to jail now.
Oh, my God.
Dude, when he unclips the seatbelt.
Yo. And the thing is, he knew what he was going to do. Yeah. As soon as he was like, oh, all right, you're going to jail now.
Yeah.
Bang.
But shout out to that lady. She ate that shit.
Nah, she wobbled a little.
No, but she was still standing.
Nah, if a referee was there, he would have called her and we're like, nah.
Dude, if it was like...
yeah, he would have called it.
If it was a fighting game, she'd be stunned for like 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like she, for the shot he got in, she took it valiantly.
But he like picked her up and threw her out after.
Yeah, that
too.
Was pretty awesome.
So it was a perfect, stunning throw.
Oh, you're going to... Yo, damn, yo.
Dude.
Damn, to hit a woman like that, yo, you got to be angry. I don't know, man. Like, to see a woman so much smaller than you and be like, whoa.
How do you think he told his wife that story when he went home?
Yo, I bet he didn't even want to.
No.
Why you hit that girl like that?
No. He definitely told that story. He was definitely telling people about that story. And it was just like, man, and I said it.
Yeah,
you're going to jail now.
He's still telling people.
Patricia,
about that
story. I told that girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And his wife is totally on his side. Not even a second.
No.
If he dated a white woman, for sure, she would not be on his side. But he's got a real black wife, a real
queen, dude.
Queen that is on his side. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the issue?
I think we're running out of space.
Oh, no. It's okay, dude. Yeah, we're good. Just let it go. It's over. No, we got 20 minutes of video. We're good. We'll find the clip in those first 20 minutes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude.
We're talking about jazz? No.
we're talking about melanated black wives.
Yeah.
That's the move, dude.
Melanated.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. We got to all De Niro up.
Nah, dude. I'm a...
We got to De Niro up.
Queens, dude. I think I want a Puerto Rican wife. No.
Yeah?
No.
You don't want a Spanish girlfriend,
no,
bro.
Just so she could be crazy and we could cheat on each other?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. But
Spanish
sex.
Spanish women grow to have flat tits when they're older.
Mm.
No, I'm just kidding, ladies.
Nice. No. Dude, you don't know me. What if I love some...
Yeah, what if you love pancakes?
You like some flapjacks?
I love some flapjacks, dude. I love some pancakes.
There's nothing like some flapjacks in the morning. You stack them on top of each other.
I grab my girl's titties and I flop them up. Then they hit her body and I go...
Did you ever like have them perch on your arm? That's badass. Just like call titties
like a falcon.
Come here.
Yeah. You fucking throw it in the air like pizza dough. You fucking
dude.
Knead it out.
I love some Dali titties, some drippy clock titties.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. I love it.
That's Dali, right? That was that guy.
Got, who's that?
Salvador Dali.
Salvador Dali.
Okay.
Yeah. That man loves some droopy titties.
He loves some droopy titties. He loves droopy everything.
I don't know who that guy is.
Dude, where do you think those kids are now?
Where?
That's from fucking, that's the set from fucking Boys in the Hood.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's Trey's house from Boys in the Hood.
Is it?
Yeah, dude. That's absolutely Trey's house from Boys in the Hood. Now it looks like the fucking, what is the other movie where Sam Jackson paid in full? Is that the one?
No. I feel like you're naming all black movies. And I am
naming
know.
Black movies right now.
I'm going to be honest, fellas, I've never seen Boys in the Hood.
Wow.
Not even a second of it.
Get out of my apartment.
You got to watch it, dude. That's a classic.
Oh, no. He's canceled for that.
Yeah, you're canceled.
I don't know what to say.
You
boys.
Don't enjoy black
Jesse
cinema?
Is a rapist? No.
Not again.
Not again. No.
No. I just gave my name.
Oh no! Yeah, it's totally gonna get me one of these days.
You gotta watch Boys in the Hood, dude. It's good.
It's a good movie.
What,
I love
rape
it.
Or Boys in the Hood?
Rape.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh shit! Come on, man. Don't say that.
Yeah, I'm gonna rape Ice Cube.
Dude, yeah. Yeah. You're not gonna catch any beefs, dude. You'll be good.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'm a dude. Maybe that's my move. Is become king of beef.
Rape beef?
From looking at your stomach, you are the king of beef right now.
Wow, wow! I can't believe I'm getting roasted with my boys right now.
Thank you.
You know what?
I'm kidding, dude.
I'm just gonna move to the fucking woods with my melanated black wife. I mean, just fucking live happily ever after.
You could just say black. I mean, there's like if she's
melanated.
Every guy that sounds like that doesn't sound like it.
I love pussy.
You do have a lisp. That's right.
You just sing it.
Yeah, dude. You think dudes with lisps can't get pussy? Dude.
Dudes that can sing are gay.
No, I think dudes with lisps.
If you can sing, you're gay, dude.
Dude with lisps might get extra pussy because the lisp means you got a fat tongue, right?
Exactly. That means
tongue.
I eat pussy extra good, dude.
No, it doesn't.
That's
they're
what it
extra
means.
Wide.
Yes, dude.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, man.
I had a lisp, but you know what? I went to speech school. You know why? Because my school wanted me to be successful.
My tongue is retarded.
Yeah. You're like in White
Look
Chicks.
At you now, Pedro. You're beating up hobos for iPads.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You think you're better than me?
Hey, man.
You're shaking down homeless men on Bergen Line. You can't fucking.
Like, where's the iPad?
It's like, do you have a lisp?
Shut the fuck up!
Shut up, man. One of those fucking little guys look like you. You fucking.
Of course, that was my dad.
Shadow. You were there like this. Where's the iPad? You're like, no, stay.
Dude.
Nah, dude. Yeah, where I work is different.
Word. Hell yeah,
I work
dude.
In a factory right now, a mail warehouse right now, and it's just like all old Asian people. And
ooh.
Yeah, I just saw the first white people I ever saw there, like working there the other day. I was like, or today, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know white people worked here.
Do you feel a strong kinship with them?
No, I feel like they're fucking like, they must be like destitute. If they're working where I'm working,
yeah,
they're at
right?
the end of their privilege, dude.
it is weird to work with like a minority that you're not a part of at all.
Yeah,
like I
no, it's not, man. You just gotta deal with people, bro.
Nah, dude.
I get along with all races.
Have you ever worked like as the only like person of color on your staff? Like,
yeah,
all whites.
I am the no.
All not. Whites.
Well, dude, it's like okay. No, it's weird. Like when you're like. I don't know. Because, like, I feel like when, like, other, like, people not from, like, other people, like, say, like, an Asian person meets a, like, Latino person, they'll be like, oh, you guys had to learn our goofy language. Let's fucking talk. They'll learn how to talk to each other. But, like, if it's, like, like me talking to them, they're like, they don't even, like, I'm like, yes. And they're like, but they don't like try. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fuck you, male guy. You coming to our turf. No more hip hop dancing for you.
Come on, dude. I'm a B-boy. I got a break.
Now you learn to smoke cigarette and shuck and jive. $14 an hour.
You squat next to me on crate.
You work here, you shit on floor. That is way we do it here.
Oh my God, dude. I gotta...
Eat this bat.
Dude, I don't know. Job stinks. Job stink.
Well, is it like a, is it a rich Asian or a poor, or like a working class poor Asian?
Working class.
Yeah, because like I used to work for a rich Asian doctor. Yeah. And she, first of all, she would ball out of control.
Yeah.
Like she was, she was like always getting us food.
Yeah.
She would just like come with like mad shopping bags. Like she was like, she was a little like the crazy rich Asians.
Yeah.
And they were the best.
Yeah. Nah, these guys share food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every time I see them, they get in little piles. Yeah. And this, that might be racist. But like every time I'm like there during lunch break, I like, I'm like, all right, who am I? And nah, they're just like paired off with you. Not paired off. Yeah. But like
you're sitting at a table. They're squatting.
They turn the workstations into like lunch tables. Like it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I think that's a difference in community because I think like for them, like it's normal just to like grab, like they have community shit and you just grab.
And I'm going to just go to Wawa.
Dude, I've become a Wawa aficionado. And
we should go to Wawa.
Right now, they have brisket.
Is it good?
It's disgusting.
Oh, oh my God. Brisket from Wawa? That's what I was about to say. What is wrong with you?
But well, I've been murking that shit.
Is it like not good at all? Or is it just...
It's brisket. It definitely is brisket.
Yeah.
But it's definitely made at Wawa. Yeah. That's what I would say.
So they don't smoke it or nothing. Ain't no steam.
It's definitely brisket. That's what I would say.
Made at Wawa.
Yeah, but it's made. It's exactly what you think it would be. It's a. It's something that should not be made at Wawa. That's the rule.
But isn't that like all of Wawa?
Yeah, basically. Have you ever had a burrito?
Yeah.
It feels like you're eating paste.
They're like. Yeah, I usually get the quesadilla. The quesadilla is pretty badass. I hate the.
Yeah, there's nothing like. Yeah, a quesadilla made from a meth addict.
Pour some of that meth on it, dude. It's the burgers are bad too.
Yeah, yeah. Their best food
they
is
got burgers.
Yeah, they got burgers after 4 p.m.
They make you shit, huh?
They're like Bubba burgers, but worse. I don't know how you.
Oh,
like
they, oh,
Bubba
they're like
burger.
Thick.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yeah, they're thick, but they're like
they're disgusting.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even mind, dude. As long as they're thick and heavy. Give me some ketchup, bro. I'll be alright.
About a
hell
quarter
yeah.
pounder size.
Just like fuck, what's her name? What's the ugly porn star we talked about?
Your mom.
Oh no.
Got him, dude.
No. Damn, yo, he fucking got you, bro. Holy shit, dude. Right in the fucking heart, dude. Oof.
Damn.
Golly, that was fucking
Sarah
great.
J.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, she's from Jersey. You better watch out. She'll get you.
I said I would clap. What else do you want
good.
From me?
Golly. Yeah, dude, she's gonna clap her butt cheeks on your face, dude.
I want that. I would want that so much.
Yeah, you fucking pervert. You would want that when she claps her butt cheeks on your guts.
Yeah, dude.
Gross.
Gross, man. You're gross with me. You know what? I'm on Lamar's side, dude.
Yeah.
I don't even want a podcast with you anymore.
I can't believe you guys have turned on me.
Get the other guy back.
Yeah. No. That's what I told him, dude. I was like, yo, I'm about to get Brandon back.
Yeah. Hey, we could say his name, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are
I
you
like
listening?
Are you listening, our enemy? Enemy, are you listening?
I am. This is truly Diablo Radio.
Yes.
We're on demon time right now.
Yeah. I've never understood that
demon
slang.
Slime,
we're on
dude.
Demon time, dude. Like, shut up.
Come on. We're out here doing
you're in Hoboken at 2 a.m.
We're on demon time.
Shut up.
That
means
close. They're doing drugs.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah? Is that what that means?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, Union City at 4 a.m. is demon time.
Bro, I'm always on drugs. Yeah, yeah.
That's when the zombies come out.
Yeah, heroin is a thing now, dude.
It's always been a thing.
Nah, I've been seeing it
very yummy.
Are you guys methy up here yet or no? Because meth's making a big comeback, dude.
Really?
Yeah, meth's new crack. Meth's new cocaine.
Is it?
Yeah, people are taking meth for energy. Yeah.
For energy for what?
To like stay up and...
And grind? Like Gary Vee says?
I don't know if you know this, Pedro, but life... is exhausting.
If you look into my eyes, yes, I
can
know.
Imagine fucking
dude,
taking a hit or a meth and being like, I'm up. I could clean my host house.
Imagine being so tired, not even a Red Bull can fix you.
Are you getting mad at me because you've done meth?
No, no, I'm not a meth addict.
You just got kind of mad at me.
No, dude, never. Do you have any? No.
I feel like that's more South Jersey.
Meth.
Yeah. Up here, we're still high class.
Yeah.
It's just weed and coke right now.
You guys are too close to New York for meth.
Yeah. I don't think we'll ever become methy here.
Nah, yeah. I can't picture like a
meth is a small town thing, you know?
Meth,
yeah.
All it takes is one big game changer. Just one person be like, meth is the shit. And everyone's like, you know what?
Yeah, Soulja Boy.
And you know, Soulja Boy, We need Soulja Boy to do some meth, put it on his fucking grill.
I mean, Demi Lovato did a lot for meth.
Yeah.
She put the team on her back. No, everyone was like, meth? And she was like,
I thought she was doing heroin.
Yeah, but now look at her.
She used to do everything. You know, she has like mad brain injuries from ODing. Yeah, that's why she's like the way she is now.
Oh, that's why she's,
because she had that crazy overdose and got mad brain damage.
Dude, be respectful.
She's there and everywhere. Dude.
She used to be hot. She used to be like, she used to look like a Puerto Rican woman with one child.
Like, but she's still hot.
Yeah,
like, she still got her body for some reason.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
That was, dude.
Your kid's 12?
Yeah. Dude, Demi Lovato was like hot Puerto Rican woman for like a good 2 years.
Yeah.
She used to be the like the worst Disney Channel girl, and then for a small moment of time, she touched it.
Dude, who's the best Disney Channel girl in your mind?
Selena Gomez.
Okay. Now I gotta think, dude. That's a fucking hard one. That's a good one.
You got disappointed in him like a therapist, like.
Selena. I mean, I think because Miley Cyrus is honestly kind of gross. Demi Lovato became a potato. Raven Simone. What the fuck happened to Raven Simone, dude?
She was never hot. She actually looked like a raven.
Raven got like terrible. Orlando, what's his name?
Brown.
Orlando Brown became a crackhead.
Yeah, he did become.
Even Kyle Massey kind of fell off.
Why are you naming dudes, man? We're talking about chicks here.
The other girl. Remember the white lady?
Which one?
From That's a Raven.
Chelsea?
Was that her name was like Christy something? No, that's somebody else. Christy somebody else.
No, you're talking about Jenna Christy Carlson Romano.
Yeah, that's fucking Even
which
Stevens.
Which is the Even Stevens girl. Yeah. She was pretty hot.
Yeah.
I mean, Hillary Duff.
Hillary Duff.
She's in quality.
How I Met Your Father now. She's back on television, dude.
Mm.
Yeah, Hillary Duff was always my
fucking
crush.
That's top tier white woman.
Yeah, Hillary Duff.
She got a donkey, too.
Yeah, that's quality white woman.
I'm trying to think about live action. Dude, you know who it is? You remember Selena Gomez's mom from Wizardly Waverly Place?
Oh yeah, she was bad.
Yeah.
The girl from Master of Disguise.
Yeah.
Pistachio.
Yeah.
Crazy ass.
She got a big old dumper. You
big
know,
old, but
big what happened old, to those other kids from that show? You I know, feel like one Disney of the boys Channel. Was from How I Met Your Mother. He was actually. One of the boy from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Which
was
one?
The boy.
There was two of them. There was
the oldest
two boys.
The oldest boy was one of the boys from How I Met Your Mother.
Mm. Word?
At the beginning, you know, when they're like, look, let me sit you down and tell you about your mom.
Oh, really? He was? That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Who else? Who else is hot in kids' shows?
Yo, you know, I always had a crush on Ariana Grande, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hey, Victorious back in the day had the hottest cast when I was a child.
Yeah, used to beat it.
Victoria's did have the hottest cast. Victoria's.
Victoria was hot.
Yeah.
The sister was hot. The
Liz Gillies?
Yeah, Liz Gillies was hot. Ariana Grande was hot.
Yeah.
Whole cast was fine.
The dumb
ass
girl
bitches.
Was hot?
Yeah. Oh, the dumb girl might be my favorite girl.
Yeah, because she's dumb.
Yes.
There's nothing like a dumb
broad. There's nothing like an idiot.
Dumb as a rock. She was just rich and dumb.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. Rich
I love
girl.
Her. Dumb. I just love a woman who's like a fucking golden retriever. And like just a dumb bitch.
Yeah, dumb women are just dogs.
Just happy, goofy, you know?
That's why you call dumb bitches, dumb girls
stupid
bitches.
Dogs.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You know?
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't call you a bitch. You're smart.
I just started calling women bitches and I feel empowered.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You got to get into it, man.
I remember back in the day, like growing up, like saying bitch was cool. Yo, I got bitches coming through.
Yeah, yeah.
I got bitches coming through. Yo, there's bitches over there.
Yeah.
Now, if you say bitches, people look at you like,
dude,
grow up.
They're women. It's like, they're not women. All of them. Not every single
and
one.
And I said, not every single one of them.
Yeah. If they breathe,
they're a thought, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I think we got to end.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get Lemaire to the show.
All right.
That's already on. It's happening right now.
Holy whatever. Shit. All right, guys.
It's not happening yet. It's at
is
nine.
It?
It's at nine.
Oh, it's at nine?
Yeah.
We can keep going.
Okay, right? Yeah. I don't care.
I thought it was 8:30.
No, it's 9:15. You said the start was?
Oh, yeah. Fuck them. Yeah. Fuck him, dude.
Yeah, damn, dude. Well, after you piss on everything, dude.
I was, dude. I'm just being the responsible adult here. Yeah,
thank you.
All right. No, I understand. I'm just joking around.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to be responsible. I was just going to see what happened. I was going to let it play. I don't think he's paying me. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you hear that, Chris Pruno?
Huh?
You hear that, Chris?
Yeah. Pay we'll the find man. Out. We'll find out. Whichever comes out first.
Yeah.
$100, little man. Dude. Put it in my... Wait, what is it? How's it go?
$100, little man. Put it in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
Right put from Jay and Silent Bob? Yeah. $11. No, $15, little man. Put that shit in my hands.
Put that shit in my hands. $15
for an eighth?
I think it was for a dime.
A dime. Oh, yeah. Can you turn 15 for a dime?
Damn, yo. I got to beat you up if you for that.
It was... Oh, listen. This was fucking the early aughts.
Dude, I remember...
It was different weed prices, probably.
True. I remember buying dimes back then, bro.
I never bought a dime, dude. Well, never mind. Take it back. I bought like 5 nicks off a dude on the corner before. That was pretty badass.
5 nicks.
Yeah. It dude. Was like 3 vials.
I remember I bought a nick in the Bronx, bro, yeah. Or some brown weed. Rolled a blunt with it. I've never been that high in my life.
Yeah.
Yo, I was walking through New York like,
this city looks like this. This is crazy. Yeah.
And they were like, we sold that bitch ass nigga Beth.
That bitch ass motherfucker think he's smoking weed. He really smoking meth. Look at him.
And then you're like, damn, what is so good about this? It's like a 5-hour energy.
Yeah. I fucking got hit by a car, got up.
Yeah, you just walked it off.
Yeah.
This oh, man.
Yeah. Oh man, this is one of
look at his ass.
I'm so happy you guys relate also
to
do this podcast today.
Yeah,
because I was so late and I felt like terrible
for jerking it.
Yeah, you were beating.
I was looking at boobs. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, you're
I was looking
you don't
at
just
boobs.
Look up boobs.
I was looking
sometimes
at boobs.
When you step out of the house, you gotta let out the demons. Yeah, you gotta be. Oh. You gotta be clear headed and one with the Lord.
I was normal, and then
you
I just
got a sex appointment yesterday.
I scrolled,
and you fucking looking at boobs today.
Yeah,
man,
dude. Oh, did you get some ass yesterday?
Yeah, I got some ass.
How was it?
It was cool.
Explain.
It was a good time.
You know, it was.
It was just that's my normal appointment. You know.
Oh yeah.
You got an appointment.
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be you chick?
No. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, you got her pregnant.
What the hell? No.
You got an appointment.
It's just easy, and I'm getting it. You know, sometimes you just gotta get what you get.
You hear that, Miss? If you're hearing this,
hey. None of that junk. What we have is special.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, there you go.
Nope.
There's the hope, lady.
Yep.
Hold on to that.
But yeah, I was just I was just on Instagram.
I was thinking about this earlier. I thought this would be funny to say to you, Jesse. Your podcast has 200% less tits now.
Oh, that is true. That is true. We have way less tits, dude.
Lot less tits, like negative tits now.
Nah,
like,
dude, I got some fucking pecs on me, dude.
No, dude, we don't want pecs.
Yeah,
dude.
We're talking about titty meat here.
Dude, fuck titty meat, dude. It's nice chilling with the boys, bro.
You're right.
You could say what you want, dude, and nothing's gonna happen.
So
you
gotta come to the palace, dude. Yeah, Williams Palace.
When I dude,
I'm,
when
I'm
I
gonna
create,
buy an Oculus, dude, for sure.
I'm gonna be the Epstein of Metaverse.
Let's have a bunch of little fake kids.
Oh my God, they're already on there, dude.
Yeah,
I was playing paintball, and they're like, "Yeah, fuck you." I was like, "Holy shit!"
Wait, on the Oculus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty dope, man. I played it. Like my sister got it, and I was playing it, and I was like, "Dude, I could do this for." Hours.
Yeah.
Just it's like fucking scary.
Just run into your TV.
Yeah. Hey, yo. Nah, it has like analogs. It's fucking.
Does it like tell you when you're getting close to the boundaries or no?
You don't even have to move, dude. So,
well, like, you're it's like standing, right?
Yeah, yeah. You could just put it on, stand, or even sit down, and just it's like just looking around, and you have like joysticks, dude, and like.
Why don't they put Halo on it? Like, if it's that.
I could. Well, the thing is the graphics. It's like to make it 360 is like crazy.
Yeah, we can barely handle VR porn.
Yeah, dude. That's what I thought to myself too. I was like, if I were to watch porn, I would never care about pussy.
VR porn is it's different, dude.
You've done it?
I've been there.
You've been in that world.
You've been immersed,
dude. It's different, dude.
How'd you come out?
I VR porn with a fleshlight before.
Oh
damn, yeah, you went the full experience.
I was like, oh yeah, I was 360% immersed. 100% immersed. You were in the Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the big bug machines had me jerking me off with a fleshlight.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was magic. Clearly magic.
I still love her.
You fell in love with her
magic,
and shit.
Dude, it was magic. I did it a little couple times. I was like, this could be a problem.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you. Dude, metaverse. that's the future.
He DM'd her on Instagram, what are we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, at Sarah J, what are we?
What are we? I can't stop thinking about you.
I was watching your video the other night, and, you know, it just got me going.
With the VR porn, when you look down, is it like a man's body?
It's like, you know, like, you see women. It's like a woman, like, on you.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, you look, yeah.
And you see
like, just, like, legs. You see legs, okay, you see, and, like, you don't really see body.
Yeah.
It's like legs and peen.
But was it like a realistic, like, you didn't get thrown out of it because it wasn't like your dick?
No.
I'm not a ginger.
You really don't like, because the dick is kind of out of focus. Like, I wasn't really paying attention to the dick.
It was like, yeah, man, you don't go in there and be like, where's the dick? Yeah, I want to see the dick.
Got to make sure this is a black dick.
But it's like not, you don't ever watch porn, you're like, this isn't me.
No, yeah. You know? This is different though. It is you because you got the headset on. So no matter what, it's you. But like everywhere else, it's not. Yeah, it's like it's not me. This is my size. Where's the extra extra small part?
I want it to be an AI because I want to talk shit with it. You know?
Yeah.
Right now it's kind of like it's like watching an episode of Dora where she talks to you and you're just like, we did it.
Yeah, you can't talk back. That's like if you start making like AI.
Yeah.
VR porn,
yeah, dude. When
in the world, bro. That's
when it. I can riff and fuck my AI robot, when it can riff with the boys,
you can like practice. You can practice sex talk with the robot.
Yeah, when I can riff with my boys with the robot.
Yeah,
wait, like you're gonna fuck it in front of us?
No, I mean like I'm talking about like the AI can riff just as well as the boys can riff.
Yeah.
While we're fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, blowing my mind.
You
right
freaking
now.
Like that? You fucking idiot. And then. And then the AI is like, sure.
It's like, damn, I'm going to bust.
Yeah. And the AI is like, okay. You should do that.
The AI is like, is it in yet?
Where do you want to come?
Where would you like to come? On my belly?
Hell yeah. You can make the AI be mean to you.
Yeah.
Come extra hard. Come on.
They're making a sex robot that says no.
Yeah. There's dolls, dude.
Why? I don't want to fucking rape my robot.
Imagine your robot doesn't want to fuck.
Yeah, you're like, not today.
Not tonight.
Yeah.
I have a headache.
Turns on the razor blades and it's pussy when you try to rape it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Who's Sharon? Who's that bitch?
Okay, I'm getting nervous about the show now.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, let's call it.
Yeah.
By the way, this is LaMare. We didn't see
that. Man. This is LaMare Lee.
We forgot to do the intro today.
Yeah. Today. No intro today. We just went right into it. Yeah, you got anything to plug?
Panties in Her Mouth Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Pamela's Palace. And January 26th, I'm going to be at City Winery in Philadelphia. Please come to that. That would be cool, please.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm going to be in Red Bank on the 12th for our weed show.
Smodcastle?
No, just for a normal weed show. I wish I could be at Smod Castle. What else? I'm going to be... randomly, I got QEDs tomorrow.
Let's go.
What else we got? You know, just Jesse M. Comic everywhere on social media. You know, Diablo Radio and then No Man's Zone Podcast as well. You know what's up, baby.
Yes, sir. You could catch me January 13th at Everything's Chevere comedy show at a Coromoto restaurant in Union City. January 14th, I will be at another weed show. Hit me up if you want to come through. Yeah, yes, sir. You can find Everything Diablo Radio on my profile on Instagram at Mostly Cuban. Just hit the link in the bio. It'll take you right to the episodes on Spotify. You know what it is. Thanks for listening. I'm Pedro Garcia. Jesse Montanez to my left, to my right, Lamar Lee. This is Diablo Radio. Peace.
Peace.